Blog Talk Radio.
Joy, joy, God gave joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, so fading joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Joy, 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 saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Come on, sing it with me one more time. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Thank you, Jesus. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Hallelujah. God, joy, down in my soul. Good afternoon, Lord, and welcome to J-Bell's Radio One. I am your host, Evangelist Triplett, and I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. J-Bell's Radio is one brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. Jesus is a rock, hallelujah, in a weary land. He's a very present. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about Jesus being my Savior, and I'm glad about him being my rock and my high tower and my fortress, and in him do I trust. None like Jesus, none like him in all the earth. Jesus is Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last, and to God be the glory. I searched all around. I can't find nobody. Nobody like the Lord Jesus Christ. He is so wonderful. He is just awesome. His wonders to perform. I shall make my boast in the Lord, for he has done great things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh, I'm happy in Jesus. This is today. Hallelujah. We're still talking about God's great joy, God's whole soul-saving joy. Jesus said he'd give us joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. We talked about last week, this is a fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. But you know what? Jesus had given that soul-saving joy to me, and this is part two today, God's great joy, because, hallelujah, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. I'm just glad about him. I'm glad about Jesus. I'm glad that he saved a wretch like me. Whew, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I just can't help but cry, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ, he is a very present help in the time of need. He will meet you right there at your weakest and your lowest point. Jesus will lift you up. He will bring you out. He will deliver you, and he will set you free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, for he saved a wretch like me. Glory to God. Ooh, I'm happy in Jesus today. Glory be to God. I thank Jesus Christ for the fruit of the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is my strength, my God from on high. Whew, thank you, Jesus, for joy. Hallelujah. Our scripture is coming from out of the book of Psalms, the 118th division of Psalms. please, if you have your Bibles, turn to 118th division of Psalms. Amen. Amen. I love the book of Psalms. It just soothes your soul. It just calms your spirit. It's like music to your soul. It has so much. Psalms have like melodies that melodies you hear. It's like words that of melodies in your heart. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We want to thank and praise God for my mother who's on the line today, Ernestine Head out of Richmond Heights, Ohio. Thank God. Thanks be to God for my mother who's still here and being kept by the blood of the Lamb. So praise the Lord, Mom and Aunt Jean. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. There's none like him in all the earth. And God is just so good, and he's so awesome to allow us to be here one more time and allow us to gather together on these airwaves and on the telephone and just to hear a word from the Lord and what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory to God. I'm so glad about Jesus. Thanks be to God. We have listeners all over the world, in United Kingdom, Kenya. We have even listeners in South Korea. God is using Jabez Radio 1 to reach the nations. And I just thank and praise God. I don't have to leave my home. I don't have to do anything but dial in and go online and log in, and we can break bread together all around the world. See, that's how amazing God is. His wonders to perform. Glory to God. Psalm 118. Unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh part, my part, with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees, fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. Glory to God. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day. This is where I read, and I get this from Psalm 118 and 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for this is the day that you've made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for everything that you have done and that it is marvelous in our eyes. And we thank you, Father, we can do nothing without you. So, Father, we ask that as we come boldly to the throne of grace, that we will hear from heaven, and, Father, that you will heal our land. In the mighty name of Jesus is our hope. And it's our prayer that we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So many people can't even wake up to see this day, August 13, 2022. And this is the day Jesus, God has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. Be glad in it. Hallelujah. Because what? His mercy, we just heard, endureth forever. He's so compassionate upon us. He's allowed us to be here just one more time. Glory to God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. The 25th verse reads, say now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. What does beseech mean? Beseech means to ask urgently. So it says in Psalm 118:25, say now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. That means I urgently ask thee, send now prosperity. Prosperity in the name of Jesus. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. For his mercy endureth forever. And Jesus, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Hallelujah. Be thankful and rejoice. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Because Jesus didn't have to do it, like we said. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. So he says, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Because if we're not grateful and thankful for this day, then guess what? Jesus doesn't have to give us any more days. He can just take us right on up. Glory. Hallelujah. So be grateful and be thankful. And he said, know that this is the day that he has made. Not anybody else. Nobody can do it. We said last week, we talked about how the word of God, Jesus tells us in his word in Revelation 12, that he has the keys to hell and death. If he has the keys to hell and death, he'll hear. Amen. And guess what? We're at his mercy because his mercy endureth forever. And he has the keys to hell. Amen. So we want to live holy unto the Lord. Amen. So when we're talking about a beseeching the Lord, Lord, I beseech you. Beseech is meaning take that word with you. Lord, I beseech you. I ask you urgently, whatever it is that you need from God. He says in John 15:7, he says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. We got to beseech God. We got to ask urgently, but we got to do what? He said, if you abide in me, it's a prerequisite to asking the Father. He wants us to be what? Dear children, his beloved children, right? We're the apple of his eye. And he wants us to abide in him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So he says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Hallelujah. Because as disciples, that means we're followers of Christ. And if we're followers of Christ, then we are living epistles read of all men, meaning epistles, meaning examples. People ought to see Christ in us. When people see us, they ought to know we've been with the Savior, with Jesus Christ. We can be identified, hallelujah, because we have the blood of the Lamb, the DNA, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Isn't that good? We have the DNA of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chromosomes, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we have the blood of Jesus. We don't have all those blood O's and all that, what the doctors say we have, type O blood. We have the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Covering us and cleansing us and purging us and washing us and cleansing us from all sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word is a delight. Hallelujah. The word is just full of joy. The word is just, you can't even express. He says the joy, he says he gives us joy unspeakable, because the joy of the Lord, he gives us, we're about to find out about this joy that he gives us. Hallelujah. In John 15 and 8, it says, herein is my Father glorified, that we would bear much fruit. We're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, too. Remember, the joy of the Lord is a fruit. Joy is fruit. We're bearing the DNA, though. We're bearing the characteristics and the traits of our Father. Glory to God. He says, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen. So it's just like our biological father. We had to be obedient to get good things from, or gifts from, our father, our earthly father. Amen. So how much more will our Heavenly Father give us? Amen? Hallelujah. Because we're dear children. We're beloved. Hallelujah. He says, these things have I spoken unto you. Guess what? That my joy, hallelujah, might remain in you. Glory to God. Now that's awesome. And that your joy might be full. Joy doesn't have anything to do with money. It doesn't have anything to do with honey. It doesn't have anything to do with a house. It doesn't have anything to do with a car. It's a supernatural, spiritual fruit that comes from the Father above. Hallelujah. And he says, he's telling us in the 10th verse of John, the 15th chapter, if ye keep my commandments and ye abide in my love, because what? God is love, and he is a spirit, right? And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he says, just like he's been obedient and he has kept his Father's commandments, he says this is what we are to do, to keep his commandments. Amen? See, there's a protocol, hallelujah, a chain of command, glory to God. There's the Father, and then there's the Son, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost and the three are one. Glory God. And Jesus wants us to abide, he says, in him. Amen. And then his word, meaning this word, we're breaking bread right now. This word, if it abides in you, he said, ask. You can beseech the Lord. Ask what? Urgently. And it shall be given unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that your joy, he said, my joy, might remain in you. See, you can't love Jesus and saying you a saint and you a follower of Jesus and a disciple of Jesus and you don't have any joy. You a liar and the truth is not in you, because this is a proof. If you are in the spirit, you're going to possess the things of the spirit and have the what? Fruit of the spirit. You're going to bear fruit. The Bible tells us, ye shall know them, who? My disciples, by what? The fruit, by their fruit. Ye shall know them. If you're not bearing any fruit, if you're not bearing any joy, are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Come on, somebody. Jesus said in his word, the fruits of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace. You don't have any love. You can't even see God. And you hate your brethren, but you say you love God, and God is a spirit. You say you love God, you can't see God. He's a spirit, and you hate your brethren, or you mistreat your brethren. That's not of God. That's not a fruit. Hate is not a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. We must bear fruit. And if we are abiding in Jesus, and as John 15 chapters states in one verse, first verse, if ye abide, he says, if I abide in you, and we allow God to abide in Jesus, to abide in us, and his word abide in us, if he abides in us and we allow the word to just come in and just, we can meditate on that word, let that word satisfy our soul. Hallelujah. If we can do that, we're going to have the fruits of the Spirit. We're going to possess those things of the Spirit. We're going to walk in the Spirit. And we're going to be known by the what? Fruit that we bear. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said that my joy. Jesus is the one that gives us joy. Man doesn't give us joy. He says that my joy might remain in you. See, it doesn't go away just because you lost your house. Just because they repossessed your car. The joy doesn't leave. Don't just go away. He said that your joy might be what? Oh, hallelujah. The joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? The world can take it away. That's good. Hallelujah. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So now we're no longer his children, but we're friends of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Friends of God. I am a friend of God. What about you? Are you a friend of God? He says, friends of the world is enmity with God, meaning you can't serve two masters. You can't be friends with God and friends with the world. He says you either love one or hate the other. You can't serve two masters. Amen. But Jesus wants us to choose this day whom we're going to serve. Hallelujah. Do we want that joy unspeakable and full of glory? Hallelujah. He said life. He said you choose either life or what? Death. Blessing or cursing. You choose. He says, you choose. We don't. He doesn't choose for us. Jesus doesn't make us love him. He doesn't make us live for him. He doesn't make us obey him. He says, you choose. Amen. We have a choice. He says, you choose this day whom you're going to serve. Life or death, blessing or cursing. One thing I love about the Lord, he satisfies the longing soul. Hallelujah. And that is found in Psalm, the 107th division of Psalm, and the 9th verse. Psalm 107, and the 9th verse reads, for he satisfieth the longing soul, the hungry soul, with goodness. Jesus wants us to hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's the spiritual task. Do you hunger for the Lord? Do you hunger for his word? This word is bread. It's food for our soul. He says, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. So God feed us until we want no more. He says hunger and thirst after righteousness. He says thirst. He says I'll feel if you're thirsty. He says thirst after me. He says I'll quench your thirst. He says I am the living waters. He says I'll spring up in your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus Christ. Living water. Hallelujah. The fountain of life. Have you drank from the fountain of life? Glory to God. That's a spiritual water. Spiritual drink. Supernatural drink. A lady once told me that water is God's medicine. And I never had someone say that to me, or I never thought about water being God's medicine. Thank you, Jesus, but it is. Water cleanses us. Amen. It washes out those toxins, those bad things in us. Amen. And it refreshes us, and it quenches our thirst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he has the fountain of life. And you know, we can go to the park, or we can go to public places, and they'll have fountains where if we get thirsty, we can go and get a sip from the fountain. But Jesus says he has the fountain of life, living water. Hallelujah, living water. Glory be to God. He'll quench our thirst, he'll refresh us, and he'll revive us again. Hallelujah, living waters. And the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? If we can look back over our life, where God has brought us from and where he has brought us through, we can't help but to say hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow. Glory to God, all because of him, Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. So to God be the glory. We have our life today, we're living today, we're moving, hallelujah, glory to God, with the activity and use of our limbs, Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So be grateful. Be thankful forevermore. For this is the day that the Lord has. We have our being. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. May the joy of the Lord be your strength and be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.